listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
We don't give a fuck about having no click. The A got my back and ain't taking no shit. Excuse me, shawty, get the fuck out my face before we get mad and shoot up the whole place. We some headbusser. We'll knock a hater out. We some headbusser.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod, Ed.
Karen.
And it is Tuesday, 5 p.m., which means it's Dem Thrones time. Of course, we recap Game of Thrones when it's on during the year, and every Tuesday we try to make, well, every week we try, we had to move it around a lot, but we try to make some time to discuss it. Today, we have a brand new voice on that you guys have never heard before. It's my girl Nina. She's from the Project Fandom, projectfandom.com. She has a podcast. Well, actually, a lot of podcasts over at Project Fandom.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. She recaps all the TV.
All the TV.
So if you guys watch TV at all, you might want to head over there because there might be a show recapping it. And she's on Twitter at author Nina Perez. What's going on, Nina?
No, I'm very happy to be here to talk about a very sad episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you'll be able to manage. It's been a few days. Everyone's PTSD should have subsided at least a little bit. You've already managed to recap it once on your own, so I feel like you're going to be able to do this. Can you tell everybody a little bit about Project Fandom?
Yeah, it's a website I started last year. I watch a lot of television. I read a lot of books. I read a lot of comic books. And I just wanted a place to discuss that with my friends. And yeah, so we just started the website. Like you said, we cover movies, TV, comics, gaming. We started our podcast. We currently put out quite a few shows a week, and we're about to launch another podcast. It's actually a book club where we'll be discussing different books every month and graphic novels. So
cool. Yeah, we just started a book club last month, and I think the 6th is when everybody has to finish it, but I mean, we don't actually have another show till like the next week. So, but, yeah, we started one. What book are you guys reading right now?
It's called Coldbrook by Tim Leben. It's kind of like a mix between Stephen King's The Stand and The Walking Dead.
Okay, cool. We're reading a book called Food Stamp Bitches.
You are not.
Yeah, yes. That's our book
and
club.
It's excellent, and I have finished it.
And it's kind of a mix between Maury and Basketball Wives.
Yes, so, it is.
I think a lot of people will enjoy that, and a lot of people are tweeting as they read it. All I'll say is NuvaRing, and I think everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about that's been reading the book.
It's such a conundrum that y'all read and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
like normally it's one or the other. You know, it's team TV, team I read books, but here y'all out here being fancy doing both.
Well, it's easier to do, Justin, when what you're reading is as ratchet as what you watch.
Yes.
Nah, Nina's book didn't sound all that ratchet.
Yeah. I'm going to be downloading Food Stamp Bitches. As soon as this is done.
It's only $2.99.
I'm about to say, yep, it's only $2.99.
200 pages,
and
quick read.
I think $5.99 if you actually order the physical book, because some people, you know, they prefer like the pages. Mm-hmm. And it's a real quick read. Roger put it on the Kindle, and I will speed read through my phone. And it is a page turner now. It's a page turner.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
As you guys can hear, we also do have the man who missed the last couple Game of Thrones reviews, been out there seeing movies early and being a general star, but he's back, man. We had to call his agent and get him back on the show because the contract
negotiations.
Yeah, the contract's null and void if he misses 3 weeks in a row. It's Justin. What's up, man?
What's going on, man? Well, you know, I'm mainly here because there's no NBA tonight. Like this, right. Like I have been calling out sick. You know, like you know, I can't make it today. But it was really because it was a game on every night.
Well, I appreciate you coming through when we needed you, man. As far as, you know, Dem Thrones, it's cool to be able to open it up to some new people because everybody's been wanting to get in on this. Mm-hmm. So, Nina, you're the first person besides Patrice that's ever had a crack at Dem Thrones. So,
I feel special.
Yeah, good luck. I mean, you got big shoes to fill. We'll see how the audience feels about it.
Okay.
But, all right, let's get started. This week's episode was called, the Mountain and the Viper. And It was about the mountain fighting the viper, man. It was like from the second that it started, I'm not gonna lie, I was just thinking, can we get to this fight?
So the whole yep. episode.
But yeah.
That's how people feel about this review right now, probably.
Yeah, like, you know that, yeah, I know, like, can y'all start reviewing the show? But you know, that movie Turbo, it was an animated, movie about a dog, and, it wasn't good, but John Leguizamo started as a hamster or some shit in a ball, and there's this clip where he's like, let it begin! That's how I felt the whole fucking show, just like, let it begin! Why are you talking? There's nothing to talk about. Fight for an hour. Fight to the death.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll start at the beginning instead, because the beginning is we have an email. Dim Thrones. This is by my man Canuck Duke. He said, what up, Dim Thrones crew? I guess first off, I'll start this email with a shout out to Oberyn. Rest in peace, Freaky Prince. I should have known he was about to die based on his fighting style. Dude was reminding me of Lance Stevenson. Oberyn blew in the mountain's ear and got dismissed in the most brutal way possible, like them Pacers. Art imitating sports or sports imitating art. Either way, this recent episode of Game of Thrones was so crazy, I might take a sick day. So my highlights between Ser Jorah being exposed as the Westeros version of WikiLeaks, Sansa becoming Littlefinger's bottom bitch.
She's taking all the good jokes.
And Arya laughing when life gave her another lemon. I think I might have to stop here on this email. Anyway, your take on the show is the best out there. We got two more of these episodes left. I can only hope I can survive the ride. Let me go pull one out for Oberyn, aka the Freaky Prince. Peace, Canuck Duke. Well, thank you, Canuck Duke, for writing.
Thank you, sweetie.
And we're going to go ahead and get the recap in it now. So, first thing I noticed before the, show started, I'm sticking to this. That fucking leftover show is going to be terrible.
What's that leftover? Oh,
no, it's not.
The one that keep playing that music. Oh, yeah. You were like, what the hell is this?
Every episode is going to make you have more questions than answers forever. And it's going to end in a way that does not definitively answer what happened in the beginning. Cause I don't trust Lindelof. And you heard it here first.
Yeah, he did wrote Lost, yeah, and you was upset yeah. with that.
You're still upset over Lost.
And Prometheus and everything. He don't know how to write. He's not bad at writing if the point of writing is to get people to keep looking for the next thing. He's good at that, but he's horrible at answering his own questions that he poses. And I don't like that quasi-deep, like, it could have been anything. Why don't you decide? No, fuck that. Make a writing choice.
You need closure, huh?
Ryan
need closure.
Make a writing choice, dog. That's all I'm asking you to do. Like, make a choice, dog. Don't just be like, or could it be? And then end the fucking episode. You're like, what was this?
See, I feel like Leftover was going to be like Godzilla, where you know what's going to happen. They showed all the good scenes in the preview. Mm-hmm. There's no need in going to watch it. That's how it's gonna be.
Yeah, they fuck around and be like, it was aliens or some shit. Y'all go, oh, I'm just gonna follow everybody else and wait for everybody to get mad, man. Like, I think that's the move here, is just see, like, how many of y'all watch it, and then I can go, told your ass. All right. So them Thrones started, and, I knew something was up, cause, when the music came in, it was like, ain't we lucky we got them? Because they was in the projects. God damn. Everybody was doing bad. We was at the whole house that Samwise had dropped off Jilly, I think is her name.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I said when this happened, I was like, why the fuck is he dropping her off in the PJs? Because this looks less safe than being at the wall.
Yes.
Yep.
And it really wasn't safe.
Mm-mm.
I felt kind of like... you know, this is a bad decision, but what are you going to do about it? Because, you know, when a person like that is made up their mind to leave a girl in the middle of distress, then she's just going to have to get used to it. And she is tougher than people think, because she did come from a home of incest.
Yep.
Yes, she did.
You know,
with multiple children being taken away.
Right. So she's raising a little incest baby and washing clothes and getting the sperm out of everything, I guess. So, in the project, there was this one whore, like Lisa Lampanelli ho or something.
What was up with that?
Yeah, she had jokes.
She was roasting everybody.
Yeah, like she's, they start off, she's burping now. I think it was the bear and the maiden fair or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
she had dick jokes.
Yeah, she told dude he had a little dick. She did everything but brag about fucking black dudes.
Well, that's what that's what Richard Pryor said. When you're in prison, you tell jokes to keep them from trying to get at your booty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she told jokes to keep them dudes from trying to. I guess maybe she was on her period.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she had a yeast infection. She really wasn't feeling it that day.
She didn't seem to have a lot to worry about.
No.
You know, there were other women that had their titties out at least. You know, like she just had this look about her, like. Her pussy must be on sale, you know?
The other thing is, looking at them, because now they, you know, before when they would show them, they would just kind of flash those women and then focus back to some killing or, you know, some evil guy come in. But this time, you actually focused in on women, and I was like, ugh, what kind of whorehouse is this? Where's Littlefinger's whorehouse? Like, that was I'm used to those type of hoes.
Yeah, high-class whores.
Yeah, there was no high quality there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the budget whole house. Like,
this is the two-for-one whole house.
Yeah, the La Quinta Inn.
The Motel 6 whole house.
Yeah, so,
Red Roof.
She finally finished roasting everybody and worked her way around to Jillian. It was like, hey, dog, you got that loud-ass baby. It's been keeping me up all goddamn day. Keep your motherfucking babies out the street. And she was like, look, it's just a baby. And hold up, do you hear that? She was like, what? It's just an owl.
She was like, mm-mm. I know that goddamn sound, and that's more than an owl.
Yeah. She's like, I'm from the fucking wild, bitch. I know exactly how it gets down out here in these streets, and owls don't sound like that. So she went and looked out the window, and she couldn't really see anything, but she heard that owl sound again and ran back and got her baby and hid.
That's damn right.
She hid very well.
Well, she was on that Anne Frank, man. She didn't have a lot of time. You know?
Yeah, she ain't had time to get prepared.
Yeah, she had to fucking just get missing.
Yeah, she ain't had time to pack no go bag.
As a wildling, I expect for her to be always prepared. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I want her to always be prepared. Well, she knows.
She was, now, relatively speaking, she was the most prepared of anyone there.
Yeah, because she knew to hide her ass and get missing.
Feel like we got a grade on the curve here.
She had the warning sign.
I'm mad she gave that lady an opportunity. She was like, something wrong, instead of just going to get her baby and hide. And she even gave that prostitute out. She was like, look, you might want to go do the same.
She told her shut up, though. That was good.
Yeah, she called her a stupid bitch or something.
Yeah, it was good. Like, she was like, shut your dumb ass up. We about to die. So the Purple Peter people either showed up. And they were stomping through town, and this was some of the like most lopsided. It was like that Super Bowl with Peyton Manning.
It was one side.
You said it like it was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
it was just a few months ago.
Like,
sir.
They basically had Richard Sherman and the rest of the Seattle defense, and was mopping the floor with everyone in town, women. Dudes that weren't armed, like, they didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. It was like, if you breathing and you don't look like us, you got to die.
You know, this fight scene made me realize.
Well, is that what you're calling it? Fight? Is that what you're calling it? I prefer to it as slaughter.
Slaughterhouse.
Yes.
What? I was looking, I was like, so how he really gonna brag about cooking people when he killing everybody that's not fighting back or can't fight back? You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a straight up battle.
You know what? Chickens don't fight back. And I brag about eating them, so that's
not delicious.
But you don't brag to other chickens about it, do you? You ever like look at your cousin over there on the stove?
All delicious.
Say something else.
If I had some chickens in this house, yes.
If a rooster, when you see a rooster, you don't be like, wake me up again in the morning and see what happened.
If I had a fucking snack box and Foghorn Leghorn was sitting over there, I would 100% talk shit to him. But yeah, so they was running through, and the music for is so good.
The Thins music. That's your shit's about to get real music.
That's, mm-hmm. It's so good. It's like Darth Vader level where like you hear that music, it's like, oh shit.
Somebody about to die.
Ass whooping time. So I fucks with that music, man. I heard that in the background. It was kind of catchy. I wanted the killing to go on a little bit longer. But yeah, they was killing everybody up at Hotel 6, and Samwise, dumbass, of course, They found the baby.
Yeah, Egret found Gilly with her, hiding with her baby.
Because the
yeah.
baby wouldn't stop crying. Oh, which is another reason I'm glad I don't have no kids.
Come on now.
Because, like, you can't kill them, so you just got to sit down, hope somebody sees it, has shake titty em. On you.
Shake,
you
I was like, even if she's not lactating, she should have just stuck a titty in that baby mouth.
You got like, you got to.
A sock, something.
Something.
Fuck up.
And they cut away from this scene so fast that, like, I don't know that she's... That's the end of her saga. Like, hopefully they left town and let her live, but.
I think they did.
You never fucking yeah. know on this show. They cut back and be like, and then we kidnapped and ate the baby. It was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, they already barbecuing folks.
Yeah,
go ahead. Why do you think she let her go? You think it was the baby or that she recognized that she was another wildling or what?
I think it was the baby, because she's, I think Egret does have some sort of semblance of, you know, like she can be, she has empathy a bit. And even though like she, cause she should have killed Jon Snow. Nope. I mean, this nigga broke her heart. She should have thrown on some Mary J. Blige, called it a day and arrowed his ass in the head. But she let him live cause they was in love. So I think she got soft spots.
But that's why she let her live. Cause she could smell Jon Snow on her. She was like, you've been around Jon. I'm close.
Yeah. And she's stalking.
I'm close. Because the whole time.
Now she's going to scratch up his horse.
When she went through town, I was like, oh, she looking for Jon. She hoping Jon here right now.
Mm-hmm. She going to throw a brick through.
Because she got, right.
Throw a brick through his saddle.
Yep. She's looking for him. And she smelled Jon. She was like, you been around Jon.
Yeah. You can stay.
You
okay, I'll be back. I'll be back.
I'm close. I'm close. Yeah,
I'll be back. You know somebody named Samwise? You Facebook friends with him?
She'd have been all on it. And I think the thing for me was that, you know, it's a lot of killing when it's so much blood that the blood is soaking from the ceiling through to the floor.
You saw that too?
Yeah.
Right behind her head. I was like, God damn, it's a swimming pool up there.
Yeah. They combined Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie.
Listen, my manhood would have been tested right then. I'd have been in that corner sniveling like a bitch.
What? First of all, I would have been begging like shit as soon as they killed like the first dude at the well. I'm like, please, I'll suck y'all's dick. I will suck everybody's dick, please. I could be a good slave. I could be like Reek.
You want to see cheeseburgers? Everything.
Yeah.
I'd have been sniveling in that corner like a bitch.
Yeah. I'm useful.
You want your pussy? Eat. I eat you out.
Right.
I lick ass. It don't matter.
Yeah. I'm better than Jon Snow. I promise. they cut to, Peter from the Cosby Show. Samwise, he was crying and shit.
He was hurt.
But it was his fault, man. I had no sympathy. Mm-hmm. Like, anyone with street sense would be like, do not leave her in the whole house unsupervised.
A whole house of all places.
Right.
You like, take her to your grandmama's house, to your people crib.
You take her to a safe.
You take her to your people crib.
And she got, and you already know that she has some issues knowing, like, with her upbringing and being impressionable. Mm-hmm. Why are you just gonna drop her off in the middle of nowhere, dumbass, just because other men was looking at her?
Yeah, you're not calling her a hoe, but she got hoe tendencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like if this was the real world, it would be like 50-50. She could be like a porn star with her upbringing or a good stand-up comedian. But yep. Something along those lines, and you just gonna throw her in the middle of motherfucking in the middle of a whole house. It was ridiculous. So he was scared.
He was more upset scared. he didn't have some one-on-one intimate time.
Yeah, he gonna regret that. Like, cause when they fight next week, I'm assuming he gonna die cause he fat. And he been living way too long.
Yes.
Like, fat people don't last in apocalyptic situations very long.
But he does follow the rules of zombie apocalypse, which is kill, kill, kill. And he did kill one of the White Walkers.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but that's like that's a one in a million shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't bet on that happen twice. You know what I mean? Does he even have that fucking, those secret knives that freeze them niggas?
No,
anymore?
Didn't he drop them?
He gave them to, Bran.
Yeah, yep. So, okay. Yeah, it's a wrap. Yeah, yeah, it's a wrap for my man. He done. So, but anyway, he was crying and shit, and then they was like, oh no, she could have hit, dog, she might be straight. And then he was like, oh, that's cool, she might be straight. And then John was like, well, speaking of which, we won't be straight,
we sure won't.
It's 100 and somebody's like, it's 105 of us. He was like, nope, three of them died.
Yeah, three of them were at the whorehouse.
Mm-hmm. They was over there cutting them, making them jokes. And he was like, so it's 102 versus how many they got? Like 100,000?
10,000.
Just give or take a few.
Yeah. Give or take, and they got giants though.
Right.
Yeah.
He John the only one that follows up every conversation with, they got giants though,
he was
dog.
Like, nigga, I seen them. They big.
And, yeah. And it's not like the crows are the motherfuckers from 300.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're not even in shape. Some right. of them old and shit.
They society's derelicts.
Yeah. Rapists and ninth born sons.
Right. Like, these motherfuckers are in trouble, dog.
They're not even good at their job because all of them got caught.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even good thieves. They're bad thieves because they keep getting caught.
They just thieves.
Yes. And the thing about it is that when John was like, y'all, we need to be trained, he was like, nah, bitch, don't be training them. He was like, but they gonna goddamn die. He was like, I don't give a fuck.
Right. They about to get their ass mollywopped.
And that's a man who hasn't had pussy in a long time. Mm. He is ready for the end to come.
Shit, one of them dudes was like, man, I hope we die and I hope we don't come back. Fuck it.
Yes. Burn me, please.
Yeah. Like, I'm good. Like, just let me die and just not let them eat me. I don't give a fuck what they want to do to my corpse. But I'll be glad to leave this sexless existence of Decode. Right. At this fucking wall.
See, a man has tasted the sweet essence of a woman. John, like, no, I want to propel. Right. I got something to live for.
Life ain't over.
He got hope and shit.
He's like, life ain't over. No, dog, no.
Well, speaking of tasting the sweet essence of a woman, my man Grey Worm was taking a bath. And I did notice something about this scene. And I hate to harp on this, but this is like the second, third week in a row. All the men that was taking showers, taking baths, had on pants. Mm-hmm. All the women just rocking out with their junk out, dog.
That's what they do.
Yeah, like I guess they must have got some type of word from South Park that people tired of seeing dicks, because they are not showing the ladies no more dicks, man. It's like,
you know, we talked about this on our show. We were wondering, do you think that? I mean, I know that they can be a bit sexist sometimes, but. Mm-hmm. Those are all eunuchs, so we were wondering if maybe they didn't just want to deal with having to do the special effects or figure out how they make that look. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's possible. Okay. Especially when the question is if they had a pillar in the stone still, so you know, how would you show a disfigured dicks and shit? But
So y'all, I went about this a completely different way. I was looking at that and I was like, she has the curse of a biracial woman.
What is that?
What's
curse?
That?
You either get breast or no ass, no breast.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, hold on. You didn't think she had no ass?
No.
Disagree.
No.
Disagree. Oh, come on.
Does she look nice? Yes. But normally with biracial women, they normally just get breast and no ass. And I was like, oh, that's the curse.
Really? That is not what I've noticed.
That's what I saw when I saw her.
Well, you need to step your porn video. You're not watching.
Conducted studies.
Yeah, you're not watching the right. You're not watching the right photography.
Yeah, you're not watching the right mixed women.
Yeah. Porn doesn't count anyway. You know, they're all of them are augmented. So.
Nah,
majority.
Nah, I have a good eye.
No, what porn are you watching, sir?
You notice the surgeries, the stitches?
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell who's cheating. Kiara Marie. Lisa Ann.
No disrespect.
Lisa Ann. No disrespect to Lisa Ann. But come on, it's not good. Anyway.
I still love my light skinned boobs, though. Don't get me wrong.
But anyway, she fine as shit. Melisande. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Masande.
Yeah, she fine as fuck, man. Mm-hmm. Good Jesus. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean, I've been wanting to see her naked for a while now, so that was cool.
It was time.
Yeah, it was, you know, I guess it's like, if we're going to kill somebody, we might as well throw some titties in your face. And I appreciated it, man. She caught Grey Worm looking, and then they had that, like, they eyes locked because it was like, wow, don't got a dick? And he was like, so? And then she was like, well, let me cover up my titties then.
Now you remember, we discussed this a while back, and I was like, he still got that urge. He still won, and I was like Khaleesi at the time. Mm-hmm. But no, he had his eyes on another one. I guess,
last time when she was teaching him his words, yes. He kind of had that. They had a moment where that he seemed like he liked her or something. And I was like, you know, maybe you don't need a dick to have ambitions, man. You know,
he just gonna tell her to sit on his face. That's his goal.
He was maybe finger bang the shit out of him. There's a lot of stuff you can do
to get around
no
that.
Yeah, it's not. Yep. Your dick is not the only weapon in your arsenal, fellas.
It's not your friend anyway.
Yeah.
And if it's your only weapon, something wrong.
Yeah, that's our problem now.
Yeah, because a lot of people want it to be the only weapon, and there's other utensils that you can
use.
That's
why most of our tricks in the bedroom is like, either, like, our main trick is like, oh, I just put the dick in a little bit. See? I freaked it out that time.
Mm-hmm. Remember the black guy who tells
mixed it up.
We're here for you, ladies.
Mm-hmm. So, he was looking at her, and then she went and snitched to Khaleesi. And the most important thing we learned in that scene is that Khaleesi could braid hair.
What was up with that? How are you the queen? Like, was she just practicing? I bet a doll baby?
I bet you she was, because remember at the beginning, when she was around all those people, they probably taught her how to, you know, their ways and shit like that, and they probably taught her how to braid.
Yeah, she had to braid her former king hair.
She had to braid Khal Drogo hair. Yep. So
the other thing is, she don't got no friends. That's her only friend.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
all her other friends want
to
fuck.
Yeah, what do women do together? Ladies, y'all would have to answer this question. But if y'all are sitting around doing that, don't y'all normally do each other hair? Like, I figured that's just what women do.
No.
After a certain age, no.
Oh. Yeah, after a certain age, you're looking like, bitch, don't you touch my hair?
Yeah.
You my beautician?
But, you know, and it makes you wonder, what do you do with biracial hair in the apocalypse world of Game of Thrones? Because I didn't see any Sally's Beauty Supplies. you can't just get Just For Me or anything. So apparently you just braid it up. She basically, Khaleesi was like, oh, girl, he wasn't looking at you. He ain't got no dick.
Hey, shade.
Yeah. And Melisandre was like, actually, dog, he was looking at me. And I could tell that he might not have no dick, but he definitely wanted to fuck. And she was like, well, did you see his dick? I mean, does he even have, did they take the whole dick? Just like a little bit of the dick? Like, what's
look at
what's
her
up?
Really wanting to know.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Because she done sent her dick away. Now she wants a new dick.
Yeah. So then she went,
shit,
Melisandre went and met my man Grey Worm in the throne room. And they didn't really say who called who there, but obviously that was some sort of meetup, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So they came.
They was texting.
Yeah, she texted him and she was like, come through. He was like, oh, all right, that's cool. And when he came through, she's like, what that mouth do, whatever.
Yes.
But he was like, you know, I was checking you out a little bit and my bad, you know, don't want to mess up our working relationship. I appreciate you teaching me English. That matters a lot to a brother.
No, call the label boy.
Yeah, he said it was precious. And then she was like, hold up. I ain't teach you how to say precious now. He was like, I've been doing some overtime and shit. She was like, word, that's good.
Yep.
Y'all
want them educated Negroes.
You got ambition. You got drive. So she was like, oh, that's cool. Then, about that dick, though.
What it do?
The reason why I'm here.
She like, you remember when they cut it off? He was like, nah, I don't remember shit before being unsullied. Really try to forget all that horrible shit that happened to me. And she was like, I'm just saying, it's kind of important, you know.
She wasn't letting it go. She really wanted to know what's down there.
Yeah, what you working with?
He didn't want to answer either.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe they could do some cuckold shit, man.
That's when you lie, fellas, when you're in between jobs. That's that lie he tried to tell right now. Well, you know, they say, that's what they say happened, right. But I don't remember. I don't even look down
there. She was like, well, isn't that horrible that you had your dick cut off? And he was like, hold up now. Girl, listen. If I ain't never had my dick cut off, I would never been unsullied. I would never been there to kill the masters. And I would have never met the Khaleesi. I would never been free. And I'll never get to look at your beautiful tits in that river. And she was like, oh, call me.
That's looking on the bright side a little too much.
Yeah. I think if you don't have a dick, there's only suicide or the bright side.
Everything is the bright side.
Yeah, it's either suicide, because you would just kill yourself, or it's the bright side, which is what he's chosen to do.
Everything got to be bright.
And that's why he don't mind wars, because he like that dude on the wall that just want to fight without training.
Yeah.
He's never had it. He don't care.
And the thing about it, they was talking and she was like, I didn't mind you looking. He was like, I didn't either.
Yeah, she hit him up. She said, I'm glad you saw me.
That's right.
I said, God damn. Girl, you better stop playing. Your fine ass.
She's been waiting to tease him for the longest. Mm-hmm.
I know his whatever's left of his dick got hard as shit.
I wonder if he got a nub, like a stubble or something. He could do
Thank
something.
You.
Yeah, maybe he got like a clitoris or something.
Maybe
I don't understand between Varys, Theon, and the Unsullied why we haven't seen a dick nub.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I hadn't been looking like that though, you know. But I'm sure they had sex toys or something back then.
Yeah, they had that something.
I'm sure they had strap-ons or something. You could
something.
They was like
how safe they was is a whole nother story, but they had something.
Yeah, something. I don't. Who knows? Flicking the bean or something. we cut to another dickless person, Theon, and he's hanging out with Ramsay, and Ramsay Bolton is like, look, man, remember the plan, okay? I got you dressed up. You looking like Theon Greyjoy?
Somebody you not?
Now you know you really reek. Don't forget.
I love his name, Reek.
He's like, yep, I'm really Reek. He's like, cool. I showered you up and shit. Now I want you to go in there to Moat Caitlin. I'm going to tell them niggas, hey, I'm Theon. I'm the prince. It's time to give up. Call it off. Just leave and everybody will let you live and everybody can go home.
Poor Theon. His foster care system failed him. Yeah. It really did. He thought he was gonna get to go home, be back with his birth parents. They still on crack.
Yep.
Had to send them back to the system.
By the way, Moat Caitlin is fucked up. Who wants that?
It's because of where it's located. It is like the entrance to the north. And so Roose Bolton wouldn't have been able to take over the north completely unless they got that stronghold. That's why they want it. But it's like the fucking Black Plague in there.
Yeah, I would, like, niggas was sick. Yep. They was tired. Motherfuckers just laying on the ground like, kill me.
Yeah, they need to clean up their trash.
Yeah.
Cut your grass.
I'm tired of defending this shit. Is it the angel of death? Please stop by my bed.
Them the neighbors that won't cut their yard.
Yeah.
But like, damn, why all y'all blinds fucked up in the house? Can y'all not take care of y'all blinds either? Damn.
So Theon walked up in there and was like, hey, I got this paper. And it says you get yourself up, y'all will be straight. So, you know. And they was like, how do we even know you, Theon, nigga? Ain't no pictures or no newspaper or internet. We don't know what the fuck you look like. And he was like, oh, nah, man. I'm the son of the other dude, Lord Greyjoy. And, you can't kill what never dies, some shit. And they was all like, can't kill what never dies. I guess he said the word.
He knew the password.
They did a chance.
I was like, how the fuck is that? What is that proof of? And then he was like,
should have just pulled his dick out. That's one time you should pull your dick out.
Out of what? A box? You don't have a dick.
That's what I'm saying. He could have just been like, look, see, it's me.
Nah, if they would have known he ain't got no dick, they probably would have been like, oh, nah, we definitely can't trust you. He ain't got a dick.
But it's proof of who he is, but.
Yeah, he just had to go with roll with the look, man. I'm cool, you know. It's me, baby, Theon. And they was like, hold up, man.
You know me.
Yeah, you know me, baby. Why y'all tripping?
I'm your boy.
It's me.
You know we got cousins and everything.
Yeah, he did like Eddie Kane, like nice like this. I wish. So they did the secret dap or whatever the fuck, and dude was like, well. It's not that I don't believe you. Maybe you are him, but you a bitch.
And yeah, he did. He said, that sound like something a bitch would say. Yeah. You got a vagina? Are you a woman?
Do you even have a dick?
You see, he started having PTSD, right?
Man, he started crying.
Dog.
I'm sensitive.
But so
he knew he was going to get a whooping.
So can he pee on himself? Like, how?
Yeah, of course. The pee got to come out somewhere.
So I mean, the man.
The question is, can he not pee on himself?
He wet his leg.
Yeah. What stops the pee?
Now he has to sit down like everybody, yeah. Like women. He has to sit down.
He's like, come on, Ramsey, leave the toilet seat down, at least, man. But so he was breaking down, dog. Like that whole charade was falling down around him, man.
He couldn't run. He had no backup.
He started shaking and shit, like crackhead shake. I said, this
he
dude
was like, I'm have to move to another house again.
I thought, they're going to kill this. They're going to kill him. He panicking.
But in true Ironborn fashion, they stay knocking niggas out after they kill. Soon as you give a hot 16 about not giving up, they will kill your ass. Remember, that's how Theon got his ass knocked out.
Yep.
He was like, my brothers, we will stand forever, motherfuckers. It's the north side. And then they was like, nope. Knock his ass out. That nigga was crazy.
They didn't even take him with him. That's the messed up part. They didn't even take Theon with him. He was like, not again.
They got killed. That's what makes it so crazy. Ramsay was the guy out there blowing the horn back in season two.
Yep.
And driving him crazy. And he told him the same thing. If you give us Theon, you can go home. We won't do anything. And he flayed all their asses.
Yep.
Ramsay stayed. He's been ratchet since day one.
Yes. He's so trill, man. So, they asked dude in the head and they was like, and the thing is, the dude that picked up the paper, you could tell on the low, he couldn't even read. He couldn't even read. He didn't even look at that shit. He was just like,
so this say we can go free? Is that what this say?
We cool now, right?
Yeah, just straight, right?
He was like, no, that nigga right there, he dead. I'm in charge now.
He signed that shit like a online, like, sign up for internet email agreement.
AOL.
Yeah, agree.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even look outside to see how many of them
was. Electronic signature? Yeah, I got you.
It could have been two people out there with cardboard cutouts of the rest of the soldiers. So
they cut like 1 second in the future, and that nigga was flayed like shit.
He was wild. They turned him inside out?
He skinned him.
Yeah, they flay him. That's what a flay means, to skin somebody.
Oh.
And that's what's on Roose Bolton's banner. It's a flayed man.
Yeah, remember when I told y'all about the X cross looking thing that they had Theon on?
Yep.
And I was like, yo, that banner, it looks fucked up. Is that a dude that's dying? Everybody was like, oh man, wait till you see it. Yeah, they flay niggas, dog. Yep, they don't fuck around.
And that's why he was arguing with his dad. Like, that's what we do. That's when I cut his dick off. Like, what you mad at me for, dad? Yeah. That's what we do. He was like, no, that's what my family does.
Yeah, the nerve of that dude.
You're not one of us yet.
He's like, what you doing flaying niggas? That's my shit. You know we copyright flays?
Well, flay sound like some delicious food, but when you look at it like that, you're like, I don't want none of that shit. Don't you flay
order?
Me.
That's what you're going to order. You go out the country, Karen?
Some flayed chicken. Flayed shrimp, yes, but not flayed barbecue person, no.
Yeah, that flay shit is whack, dog. Like, they fuck niggas up with that, man. He copyright that shit like Pat Riley with 3-peat. Nobody can use this but me.
Them dudes over the wall think they cooking people. Y'all ain't doing shit.
Right.
You sure ain't. You ain't skinning them.
Show you how to flay this nigga.
They doing it the French way.
It's like a black man at a cookout for like at a fish fry. Like, boy, get off that grill. Let me show you how to flay that nigga. Hand me that knife. I'm about to flay the shit out of this dude.
We make our own barbecue sauce here, boy.
Take his eye out. What? That's good eating.
That's the seasoning right there.
Yeah. That's where you put the seasoning in. So they flayed that dude.
We use everything, even the skin.
Yeah. They flayed the shit out of that dude.
Which is so messed up, man.
And Theon was like, but you had said, and he was like, man, I know what I said, but we flay niggas.
Yeah, Theon was so lost. He was like, but I told them, nigga, go home.
He almost hit him with the, you don't remember what happened to you when I kept promising you shit?
Mm-hmm. He's like, this is what I do. I'm a liar.
Poor Theon, man. I almost feel bad for him. But he had to get home and fucked it up.
Yep. So then we cut to, my man Baelish Littlefinger, and he had to explain what had happened.
He was looking real scared in that show, wasn't he?
First he was looking confident, because he was like, well, you know how it is, bitches be killing themselves, dog. Like,
it's crazy.
You can never tell. We all know she was crazy, letting that dude suck her titty till he was walking and shit. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, she probably did everybody a favor, am I right? And they was like, that's cool, but you a scheming motherfucker, dog. Like, you know, you ain't shit. You over, you the money man, but that's a money, that's a position that they give. The Lord of Coin is a position they give people that, ain't typically shit. So that makes sense. Yep. You got hoes. You give, those payday loans and shit. Like, okay, nobody can trust you. And he was like, well, look, man, this is awkward, but you know, y'all can't prove shit, so can we just get this over with? And they was like, hold up,
it was a witness.
Yeah, didn't you say your niece saw it? And he was like, shit. Well, you know, she retarded.
He's like, let me go get her.
And that was the most honest thing he said.
Yeah,
that's how he really felt.
Yeah, we called Sans a simple. I was like, I'll allow it. I'll allow it. It's not the most upright thing he said, but it ain't all the way not accurate.
He was believable right there.
Yeah. And they was like, we'll see for ourselves.
Yes, we want her aunt. We want to talk to her directly. We don't want you saying shit to her because you ain't shit, sir.
And she came in there and she was apologizing. She was like, I'm sorry, Lord Baelish. I had to tell them everything. And I was like, oh, here she goes. She about to tell it.
I thought scared as shit.
I thought somebody was going to say, what is that smell?
Yeah, did somebody shit themselves? Anybody smell urine? Sansa came in and was like, listen, dog, she saw me and him kissing. No, first of all, she was like, I'm Sansa Stark. Nice to meet you. I already met you before, Lord Aaron. You remember that shit? And he was like, oh, this nigga was lying. I told you. I knew he was lying. Of course. I know you, Sansa.
He tried to deny it. He was like, no, we ain't met.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I remember you had your dick out. You was holding your dick. You was trying to. Nah, I remember you.
Yeah. Well, he was like, oh, this nigga Baelish a lie, dog. I told y'all. And then she was like, well, that's not all. Lady Lysa killed herself because she saw him kissing me. And they was like, oh, damn. And I was like, oh, damn, she is telling the whole truth. What's wrong with her?
Yep.
Like, you gotta get some cunning about yourself.
Yep. Here we go.
Yeah. And so, you know, because who knows, man? Those motherfuckers probably, like, if she would have told the whole truth, those motherfuckers might have handed her over to the Lannisters for all we know.
Yeah.
Like they don't give a fuck, man. They just want the shit to be over with.
And they want peace, too.
Yeah, they don't want to be involved.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they already proved that they don't get involved.
Yeah. So it was like, she was like, look, but then she went to go kill herself, and Lord Baelish was like, don't do that, girl. You know I love you. And she was like, no, I'm falling. And jumped out the fucking moon door. And died, and then she started crying. And you know, whenever women start crying like that real hard cry, you really can't do nothing but hold them. So the other lady that was up there went and held her and shit. And then she like had this moment where she was looking over the shoulder of the lady, and she looked at Lord Baelish, and they had that like, damn. And he had to look like, damn, you lie good.
Like, you good. I taught you well.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I loved your mama, but shit, you the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now normally, cause I don't like Baelish that much, normally I would be like, damn, why you gonna protect this rat? But that's the first cunning thing she's done in so fucking long.
Since she was born.
I'm okay with it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm 100% okay with it. Good job, Sansa. Way to do something for finally.
But you know what that means? I was like, oh, she gonna die soon now. Like, the one smart thing she do, that means she gotta die soon.
And plus, you know, I mean, honestly, like, as long as she doesn't believe that he really did all that to protect her, I'm okay with it. Cause I don't think she believes it. I think she just said what it took to keep him alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she was like, ain't nobody else gonna protect me. If he dies, what the fuck gonna happen to me?
Welcome to the Game of Thrones, Sansa.
About time she played.
You know what else she learned, too?
Hold on. Nina, what was you going to say?
Oh, no, I was going to say, the only thing is I wondered why he didn't get a little upset with her telling that, because they know, everybody knows that Joffrey was murdered. They think Tyrion did it. They think she was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's going around telling people who she is and that he took her out of there, wouldn't they then think that he had something to do with killing Joffrey?
Yeah, eventually. But I'm just giving her props for for not fucking up for once.
She like, alive for the moment. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like when Chris Bosh hits a three, or like when something goes right, you know, for somebody that's really eternally fucked up, you're like, all right, man, you know what? You hit a shot. Good job, man.
I think he feels safe at that kingdom, though, because he was like, yeah, there's no way to come through here unless you come through here, and we're going to shoot your ass up with these arrows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, too.
You can't survive walking through here. I'm good. We good in here.
But, yeah, he was just happy to live, because, like, that was life or death for his ass.
Yeah, they had the knights in there.
The fucking moon door.
Yeah. Like, that was the difference between taking a walk to the moon door or walking out of there free. So then Littlefinger, you know, was like, speaking of which, y'all need to start thinking about what y'all gonna do, cause you definitely can't trust the West anymore. You can't trust King's Landing anymore. And you know, y'all should get involved, cause if not y'all, then nobody's gonna fight these motherfuckers.
Yep.
And they was like, I don't know, dog, it's been peaceful for the errands and shit, and we don't really, you know, want to do all that fighting shit. Rob dead, you know, why should we even fuck with it? And he was like, oh, y'all already got a leader, Robin.
Sickly little boy.
Yep.
Little ass Robin, dog.
He's not all that sickly, though, man. He been thriving on that good breast milk for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. He probably the healthiest out of everybody. His immune system strong.
Dog, he's little boy. hey, Littlefinger did hit him with that beast ass line in the scene, though, when he was like, time for Robin to leave the nest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good. I was chuckling. That was good.
Yeah, he was like, nah, you got to come out here and get some fresh air, baby. Immune system up. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I kill you sooner rather than later, and then I'll be the true king.
Yeah, but that was cool. I thought that was a good plan. Got out of there. No way Robin leaves anybody to anything, but still, good plan. You know, he's alive. That's all that matters for Littlefinger. So we get back to fucking Marine, and there's another official letter this time. And somebody's handing a little orphan brown kid.
little street urchin.
Yeah. The messengers of the hood, apparently.
Yes.
He used to be one of the wealthy kids, though. Now he out there doing what he can to survive.
Hustling.
That's the email system.
Yeah. So he handed a official letter.
You got a message.
The same letter that Jorah received that was his pardon. Back in, like, I want to say season one or two.
Season one, yep.
Yeah, so long ago. And he basically handed Sir Barrister a copy of that shit and was like, check this out, and ran off. And he was like, who sent this? And he ran off.
He's like, check the signature.
He started reading, and he was like, the fuck is this shit? And he ran up on Jorah, and Jorah was, like, looking at some maps and shit, like, damn, we almost there. And he was like, Jorah, can I talk to you for a second? What the fuck is this? And he was like, look like my pardon. Where you get that from? He's like, don't matter where I got it from.
Be like, that went to the wrong email box, dog. Yeah.
Somebody sent that reply all.
Yes, they did.
I want to know, though, why does it matter? Like, why doesn't Sir Barrister care where it came from, though? Because this is Game of Thrones. There's a deadly fucking, like, whenever you just go, it don't matter, it always matters.
He never liked that dude anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
He's been fighting over him to be first in command for a minute.
Yep.
But still, though,
I told you that old man wanted some. Everybody wants some with Khaleesi.
Ew, yeah. Don't say that.
Well, she is fine.
Have you not seen Morgan Freeman and his chicks?
Yeah.
The women in his life?
Old men be trying to put them old balls on people.
I mean, it's sugar that is out here in the world.
Yeah, it's a fact of life.
Sprinkle that sugar on somebody else.
But, you know, like, to me, that's a really scary proposition, because Sir Barrister also just randomly showed up during an assassination attempt and saved her life, just like Jorah saved her from that poisoning.
Yep.
So now Sir Barrister is the only one left, you know, him and Dario. Like, they're the only ones left, you know, in her little clique, and who knows who's a traitor? Who knows who is, you know, on the payroll? Because he was from King's Landing. I mean, shit could all be like super secret plot from fucking Lord Tywin or some shit. You just don't know. You don't get rid of people that had your back like that. But can't tell Khaleesi shit, because Jorah was like, why are you bringing up all this old shit, Sir Barrister? And Sir Barrister was like, Cause your ass is up out of here. And he was like, well, let me talk to the Khaleesi first. He's like, oh, you never talk to the Khaleesi again.
But you know, he works for the dude in King's Landing that didn't, they cut his dick and balls off.
Varys.
Yes.
Yeah. Jorah did work for him. But no. He wasn't still giving him, he wasn't still giving him info, was he?
No, yeah. Right. But Varys, both of them worked for Varys, but they didn't know they was working for the same team.
So you think Barrister works for Varys now?
Right, because Varys was like, oh, I still got birds. Remember he was talking like, how are you knowing all this stuff about the dragons and what's going on with Khaleesi? And Varys was like, oh, I still got ears out there. Like,
yeah, I won't be shocked.
It was him.
Yeah, you think it was Sir Barrister.
Yeah, I think he got, right, he played
well, I won't be surprised because Sir Barrister, like I said, it's like that, you know, the thing that they do in a lot of fiction where if someone shows up and immediately saves your life, then it's like, oh, I can trust them. So he did show up and immediately save her life. So I wouldn't be shocked if he was betraying her later or if he still worked for someone in King's Landing somehow. But I don't know, man. It's just I feel like this is a bad move on her part, but it's a flaw, a character flaw they've been building up for a while with her. There's no gray. There's only black or white. So Jorah showed up to talk to the Khaleesi. And she was like, tell the whole class.
Okay. Now, why didn't he lie?
I think he, cause love. And he want to be trusted. He love her, man.
Yep. Yeah.
Like he just was like, listen, baby, why you tripping like this? And we all know how it is when you're dealing with an angry woman. It's no time for that shit. You know, you just got to take the L. And, she wasn't trying to hear that shit, man. So, like, he was lucky to leave with his life cause she seemed very upset that he hadn't always been loyal.
Yeah.
You know, even though he was a slave master when he first met her, but whatever, slave trader.
And I think my thing is this. I was like, he was like almost the only person of reasoning. So when she just go and be like, go to the town and like, kill everybody. Everybody gonna die.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the only part was like, you gotta have compassion. You gotta be understanding. You can't be, you being ruthless, you're no better than the people that you're trying to help free. Mm-hmm. And she's not trying to hear that. So it's going to be
the only one left is what? Dario.
Yep. Dario and Sir Barrister, allegedly. You know, what's crazy though is to me, I felt like he blew it because it wasn't just that he didn't lie. I was like, if he would have just told the truth, but in a forceful way, she would have at least had to respect him because she don't really respect him. And I think that's always been the problem with their relationship is she don't really have any true respect for this dude. Like the end of the day, she's the boss. He's an underling. And anytime they disagree, you know, it's like only time she'll listen to him is almost out of mercy. Like, yeah. Well, I guess I'll listen to you since I just fucked this dude.
He make it think it's her idea whenever he convinced her to do something. Like, he always had to make her feel like it's her idea.
I don't think so. Last time, she only listened to him because she had fucked Dario. You know what I mean? She was like, and tell him that you changed my mind. Like, I think she be knowing. She just don't always listen.
Dumb because you already know he has feelings for you.
Yep.
You fucked this guy. Now he knows it. And then you give him something to go puff out his chest. Like, you don't need to be turning your advisors against each other. Yep. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And she let that dude stay tonight, too. She ain't even just kick him out.
Right. And, you know, Jorah at this point could become like the crazy ex because he know everything. She let him live.
He got a pardon.
He mad. He do got that pardon.
He got official papers. Like, he can go where he want.
Yeah, he can show up in King's Landing and be like, let's get revenge on this hoe. I don't like her no more. She wouldn't fuck me.
But the big lesson here is when Tywin Lannister calls for Quillen Inc., shit's about to get real. Mm. He is most dangerous because all of season 3, he was writing letters. And now we know what he was doing. He was orchestrating a red wedding. So a couple weeks ago when he told old Step and Fetch, what's his name? Mace Tyrell?
Yeah,
Tyrell. To go get his quill and ink?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does more damage just writing letters than anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what?
True.
So it is true. The pen is mightier than the sword. And white people, even back in the day, knew how to write them letters.
They get people fired from their job on their day off and shit.
They know how to word them letters. Angry worded white people letters will get folks killed.
Joel was working on a Saturday and shit. Like, he just happened to be at work on a Saturday. Otherwise, he'd have got fired on his day off.
My man, Dwight Howard. I mean, my man,
Dwight Howard.
My girl, Khaleesi, gave him that Dwight Howard penalty. Don't ever say my name.
What?
I was God damn. Like,
she said, lose my number.
How do you even enforce that? Like, as soon as she said that and made that face, where it just stayed, the camera just stayed on her face forever, I was like, dog, just leave.
Just
like,
go.
It's a wrap. Just be happy if she don't send the dragons after you, dog. It's not even about that. So he had to get the fuck out of there.
They look at
and
him
the only
like
thing
that.
That would made that worse if Dario was there.
Oh my God.
Embarrassing
that
for him.
Dario would have been laughing so hard.
He probably roasted him.
He would have got kicked out too. Just for laughing. Like when you laugh at your brother getting a whooping and then you get some, like, it would have been like that. Like, oh, you think it's funny?
You like, get some too?
Yeah, he lucky he wasn't there.
Majora was teaching her how to be a real queen and run a kingdom though. She's not gonna get that from these other fools.
Yeah, nah, hell nah.
I don't know what she's gonna do now.
Yeah, if you can even trust her.
She gonna die soon.
Yep, I don't trust that nigga, Sir Bastard. Nope. too many episodes left. Nope. Something bad gonna happen.
That young girl, she was braiding her hair. She about to be the new queen. Mm. And she gonna have Grey Worm backing her up and Grey Worm's army, all the Unsullied, because they gonna follow Grey Worm.
We about to have some black love.
That would be crazy. They put black love on this fucking show. I'll be... No, they can't do that.
They light skin, man.
No.
They can make it work for the light skin.
No. 1 ounce of black is black.
I don't want to see it because when fucking R.R. Martin kills them, I'ma die, dog. I'ma fucking... I will kick my TV if Grey Worm and Melisandre get killed. Over some fucking bullshit, dog. You can't do black.
Man, I can
like
see
that.
Them uniting and being like, fuck this, let's run away together. All the Unsullied gonna follow them and they gonna kill everything in sight on their way out. Cause we know he don't mind killing shit.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just saying if they try to take over them thrones and fuck around and get killed, I'm gonna be too mad.
They gonna have to cause Khaleesi gonna die. They gonna be next in charge.
Okay, I hear you. I'm saying if they do it, and these niggas die, I might have to stop watching the show. It won't be no Dim Thrones no more. Cause I'll be crying.
Karen will still watch it.
We can't do a show with me just being like, and then, oh my God, why?
Have they killed a black person before? They have,
yes.
Right?
The black dude they locked in the, he was faking like he had money, but he really didn't.
Zarl Duckoff.
Just like a black man, too.
Yeah, just like a nigga.
Oh, they had his character down.
He was flossing this shit. He's like, look at these rims, bitch. You need to let me control them dragons.
Even though they rent a rims.
Yeah. Nah, don't look at the lease on my apartment. He's getting that Stevie J. His daddy, Ramsey Bolton, daddy finally started claiming him, dog.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Roose was like, He was like, hey, Kate Molin is yours, dog. Or however you pronounce it. Mo Caitlin.
Mo
Caitlin. He was like, Mo Caitlin is yours, cuz. And he was like, walk with me, boy. And I was like, damn, you gonna say something more fucked up. Cuz, you know, this show is all about, like, just kicking a motherfucker right when they deserve a kiss.
That's what I thought he was gonna do, too.
Yeah.
Man.
I thought he was about to be like, you're still a bastard, boy.
And when he said, what do you see?
Yeah.
And because we couldn't answer the question right, I was like, no, don't chop his ear off.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, what do you see? And he was like, man, I see like some sheep. That's like a house. Some hills over
more
there.
More mountains. What is the sky? What, man? What?
Some snow down there. He was like, look again, boy. What you see? Nothing.
He was scared too. He was just as scared as we were.
Yeah. He was like, the right answer is this way is the north, that part is the north, all this shit the north, dog, it's ours, we gotta take this bitch over. And guess what, you my son now. I love you.
And but you know what really what he said was, this shit hard to control, look at all this fucking land, we can't watch over this. I need your crazy ass to keep instilling fear in everybody else. I need you.
So he said, we don't know where your brother is, so you my son now. Is your brother dead? Got crushed to death by Hodor. He was like, you cool. And, he rode off with, Ramsey rode off with my man, Reek. And he was like, hey man, you gonna get a bath tonight, dog? Work, things is moving up for your boy. Got a new contract.
Did you see where they were headed off to?
No, where were they headed off to?
That was Winterfell.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because now that's the north is his.
Yo, everything he is now.
Ain't shit left at Winterfell anyway, man.
I know. Ramsay's like, I probably shouldn't have burned this.
Yeah. Like, shit. Man, we got to build this again. It's cold.
He cool. I mean, some renovations. He could make it look like brand new.
Yeah.
Build it up.
Some remodeling.
Yeah, increase the price at that point. You know, kick all the old people out. Raise the price.
Ain't shit up at Winterfell, but.
But you know what, though? For whatever reason, people wasn't complaining about being hungry. Whereas in King's Landing, Joffrey was like, fuck, we got to keep feeding these people. Why they always hungry?
Yeah.
So
well, they going up north and shit.
They can farm up there.
Hopefully they don't run into Bran, because there's a couple people we ain't seen. We ain't seen Bran, and we ain't seen my girl Lady Olena.
We ain't seen Bran and brother Drew,
I'm looking out Rickon. For them. Which brother?
The little one, Rickon.
Oh,
the one that left with Osha.
Yeah. Oh, Osha was my girl, man. What happened to her? That's my dog.
Yep.
She trailing these streets. But Sansa was sitting up in her room like Brandy, sewing and shit. And Littlefinger came through and was like, hey, why you save me?
He was shocked too.
I'm evil as shit. And you know it. And she was like, look, I don't know what the fuck them old people want. I know what you want. And that's good for me. That's what you taught me. And I don't know. He's like, you think you know me? She's like, nope, but I know what you want.
Hey, you think he gonna take it? How long before he take it?
I don't know.
Hey, what does she mean though? What? Cause we debated this on our show. Mm-hmm. What do you think she meant when she was like, I know what you want?
I think she meant her and her vagina.
Yeah. She know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause she walked out in that black dress. She had just sewed up with them fellas like a boss. Like, nigga, like, I know you want me.
Looking like Maleficent and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. She know what he want. She been waving in his face.
I mean, he kissed her. So she knows that he wants her. He was in love with her mama.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And,
she looked like her mama with that red hair.
And also, you know, I'm sure she also means, you know, he wants power. He wants the throne and all this shit. But I think mostly she was like, you want me. And I got that in my corner right now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I don't think he would necessarily have to take it, Justin. I think he could have if he wanted to by now. I really think he wants to, like, win her heart, like her head. Like, because he's a pimp. I think he wants her to feel like it's her idea. You know what I'm saying? Because she's stupid enough for him to do it. She basically quoted him to him when she said, I know what you want, you know, because he told her, don't trust people, but if you know what someone wants, you can trust that they know, you know, that you know what
you know their motives, yeah.
So, yeah.
But see, the fact that she know what he wants, she's not going to give it to him. Well, she is stupid, so she will give it to him. Just when I was about to get her a piece of credit, I had to take it back.
Still Sansa.
Y'all are not convinced by her first day of school clothes and her hair dyed, because you saw she dyed her hair.
Yeah. She's not a mean girl yet.
But if Arya is there, she might hold on to it.
But she don't know
that they didn't even meet in this episode, which is weird, because, I mean, Arya was basically at the gate. I mean, did they just basically say, well, Lysa's dead, so that means you won't be coming in?
Yes. Because
they got to turn around.
Yeah, because it was funny, though, because he walked up there like, yeah, I'm about to get some money, dog. And they was like, we're sorry to inform you that she died 3 days ago. I was like, oh, that bitch dead. Nigga, you ain't getting shit for me now. We stuck together.
The Hound did look happy for a brief moment.
Yeah.
When they got up to the gate, he did look happy.
That shit was like planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes. I love that duo.
That was just such an odd, like, God damn, y'all can't get right. Arya didn't even care about not being able to go there. She was like, I don't know these people, whatever.
Yep. He was like, man, can I at least get something to eat? Like, that's what I'm saying. Is he going to ask for some chickens while he's there or something?
Did he even go there? I don't know. They just cut.
Yeah, they cut it.
Like, they don't show if they get inside or not. I'm assuming they went.
But do you think they get inside? What about you, Nina?
I've read the book, so that's why I'm not saying a whole lot about certain stuff, even though this doesn't happen this way in the book. So I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't think you know, George R. R. Martin doesn't give a fuck about us and our happiness. And I don't think he wants anybody reunited. So
also,
I seriously doubt it.
I also feel like even if they reunited, that doesn't mean shit because they didn't like each other. And
yeah,
everybody,
they're two different people. Yeah,
yeah. Everybody forgets that. And at this point, Arya's never been more of a tomboy. And with her accepting her new, like, I'm going to be a lady but have some cunning, Sansa's never been more of a girl, like, at this point. But even though she's getting some claws, she's still, you know, using the idea of, you know, her chastity, her heir to the throneness, or like, she's still using her sexuality. Like, she's gonna use those tools to try to get in the game. And I guarantee them niggas wouldn't be too long before she brought up that, bitch, you like Joffrey. You the real problem.
Right. Yes. But they still family. You still want to see your family. Like, oh, you good to see you.
Yeah, that'll last for about 5 minutes.
Good to see you, stupid bitch. But here's the thing, though. I think they are going to meet. I think the Hound's going to stay around. He's going to continue to train her. And he's also going to be on Littlefinger's like bodyguard. And Littlefinger going to have to go to war with somebody soon.
You know, I don't know. I do think they're going to meet. And I think Arya gonna look at her, be like, nice to see you too, and they gonna fight. Cause that's the type of person Arya is. She's like, I've been scuffling these goddamn streets, and you up here being pretty, bitch.
Yeah, they gonna
cut you.
Yeah, they don't like each other. People forget.
No, they don't.
And then also, the Hound, I think he gonna die. That nigga got that wound that he been treated. Scratching that shit. Yeah, like, they bringing it up a little too much. Like, it's gonna end up this something where he gonna die. Like, I can't lift my arm to block this sword or some shit.
She's going to have to sneak up on him.
Yeah, he can probably catch, like...
You think she still wants to kill him?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe. I think he's last on her list, though. Like, if it was Death Note, he's last.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, after I killed everybody else on the list, then I come for you.
She going to kill him when she no longer needs him anymore. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think she wants to right now. But I think by the time she would get around to it, she wouldn't do it. I think, like, if she actually made it through her list and he trained her and was her friend and shit, I think at the end of the day, she couldn't do it. That's my guess. So then we cut to what felt like the longest scene of the entire fucking thing. Yes. And while it was very introspective and funny and shit, I was just like, if these niggas don't wrap it up. Jaime and Tyrion sitting in prison talking about their cousin, what was it, Olsen or some shit?
Orson or something? Orson, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and Orson was simple because he got dropped on his head as a kid, and he used to spend all day in the garden killing beetles, smashing them with a bug, making the sound. It was like, kloong, kloong, kloong. And Tyrion, I guess, for the life of him, couldn't figure out why Olsen did it. And my man Jamie was like, you should have some sympathy. I mean, you know, about disfigurement and people that get picked on. He was like, shit, that's the only thing that made me feel normal is picking on other people that's worse than me. So it was just like they go on this whole long monologue to basically be like, we don't know why he killed them beetles. Now, my thing is, I feel like the cousin, Orson, is George R. R. Martin, and the Beatles are Game of Thrones characters, and that's the whole point of Game of Thrones, is to smash these Beatles in the fucking garden while everybody wonders why the fuck is he doing this. So, you know, maybe it was foreshadowing, maybe it wasn't, but that's my thing, is he always just get your hopes up and then he'd be like, I'm gonna kill the shit out of these niggas. And it's like, why? He's like, cause why not? I got a typewriter and nothing but time on my hands. I don't own a TV or nothing.
No. He said all men must die.
Yeah. I just kill shit and tweet about it and make jokes, make people feel bad.
See, when I first watched it, I thought maybe it's like, well, maybe he's the simpleton and he just never accepted his role.
Who?
Tyrion. Tyrion. Okay. That he never accepted his role as the simpleton. He should have been the same way, man. Just go out, kill the Beatles, just go have fun. you know, don't pay anything in attention. But instead, he want to read books, be smart. He creating trouble and shit his whole life when he should have just been out there in the garden.
What did that get Orson? Kicked in the chest by a mule at 15.
Right. But
it's not like he prospered.
Nope, you know? But I'm just saying he should have just been doing what made him happy instead of creating trouble. But then I watched it again because I was like, well, no, I'm thinking too deep on this. It ain't really that complicated. Then I was like, it ain't mean shit. They just stole the toy to waste time to torment me before the fight.
Right.
And I'm mad as hell.
To me, it was just foreshadowing that a beetle was going to get smashed and everybody's going to be upset. So we cut to the fight. My man Freaky Prince was getting his drink on.
Let the games begin.
And the thing about it, I think, wasn't they talking to each other and like a bear was like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I felt like, oh shit, is it time for the fight? Like, I felt like we was watching like a boxing match. I was like, oh shit, it's fight time.
Well, you can look at Tyrion's face and tell it was the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Like his face was like all the jokes went out of it.
Yeah, it's like no more joking.
Yeah,
it was like what time is this thing gonna really happen? It was like, man, I don't know, shit, you know, whenever.
He definitely should have smashed that roly poly.
Then he put on the ground.
Yeah.
He was getting nervous because Oberyn wasn't. He was like, his armor wasn't heavy. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't wear a helmet. He was drinking. Mm-hmm. Tyrion was like, I'm about to die.
He's like, man, I like to move around and shit. He was like, dog. Have you seen the mountain? Like, hey man, I don't need no helmet. Shit, I don't fight sober. I don't know what you're talking about. He kissed this woman. She was like, she seen him. Was like, this is the biggest man I ever seen. And she was like, don't go out there and die. He was like, bitch, I'll be right back. And kissed her on the face and then rolled off. And
can we say something? Pause real quick.
Okay.
How does the hound think he gonna beat this dude in the mountain? His big ass brother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why the hell need to let this shit go? He was like, yeah, when I see my brother, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah.
No, you not. You need to be like, look, man, I'm sorry. Let's fight everybody together. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what you're forgetting? The hound isn't above cheating. So it ain't like the hound necessarily gonna fight the fair one with this nigga. He'd probably catch him sleeping like he got his face burned.
And don't underestimate the power of being butthurt for all those years. He walked around with that face.
You said butthurt.
Because
on the real, Oberyn had the power of being butthurt, and like that nigga was doing, like he went out there and was winning, dog. He,
yeah.
Like he came out there and was like, hey, dog, you have raped my sister.
The hound not as mobile as him, though, man.
Okay. All right. Moving on. The crown was like, he was like, Oberyn was like, dog, you raped my sister, and in front of her kids and shit. And then you killed her. Go ahead and admit it. We can get out of here. I forgot. Who was the person that, was it Tyrell that tried to like give the speech to start it?
Yep.
Oh, it's Maester Pycelle.
Yeah, Pycelle tried to give that speech. It was like, wrap it up.
He started to thank all the seven gods.
The
seven, and
man,
was like, no, I got a son to kill. Come on, get this shit over with.
Like, time's a waste.
He's like, get it over. And the thing about the beginning of the fight, Oberyn was out there. I was like, nigga, did you join the circus? He was like flipping around, going through the hoops, jumping through the ring of fire.
He been waiting for this day. He was happy.
Mm-hmm. He called King's Landing a stinking shit pile of a city. That didn't go unnoticed.
He was like, shit.
Like, that was the thing. He was on the fucking, he was on the board of people that were judging Tyrion's trial. So, like, he just was like, man, you would think that he's, like, they did that to, like, ingratiate him and, like, oh, now he'll feel like he owes us something. He was like, man, I don't give a fuck. Fuck your city. Fuck you.
Yep.
Fuck this big-ass motherfucker with this sword. I'm about to get up in this. And he was doing and-one moves, crossovers.
He was out there talking shit like Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, he threw the spear off the backboard to himself and jumped at this nigga.
Blowing kisses in his ear.
Man, he was fucking that nigga up, man. Like, his spear got broke. That nigga got a reload. Like, where the fuck did that come from? How's that in the rules?
Hey, when he was doing all that dancing and talking shit in the ring like Sugar Ray Leonard, was you like, yes, he about to kill the hound?
No.
That was going to be my question, because I knew it was coming. So while all y'all were watching the whole hour talking about trial by combat, I did not want to see this because I knew it was coming. It made me sad when I read it. I didn't want to see it. Did you guys think when this started that he was going to win.
Oh, I was cheering for him.
I was cheering for him, too. I was like, let's go, Freaky Prince.
I was like, yeah, he about to dance.
I was like, yes, dance on him. And then I was like, this nigga win. All the hoes, male and female, better watch out. Everybody get some.
Tyrion about to dance. Cersei over there looking sad as shit.
Yeah, I knew something was up when that nigga started monologuing.
Yeah.
You never monologue before the fucking killing blow. And that nigga started walking around with his arms out like Michael Jackson and shit, like pointing.
And then calling out Tywin.
Yeah, he was pointing at him and shit like, who gave the order? Who ordered the code red? And just walking around and shit and dancing. I was like, this.
I was yelling at the screen, what you doing, fool? Kill him.
I've seen too many sports movies and I played too much basketball to know that flossing that early in the game is never a winning strategy, dog. No,
and I think for me, the thing about it is that I love the way they were panning at people's faces like we was in a fight, at a boxing fight.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, it was like they would show Cersei, they would show Adair, they would show Tyrion. Like, they was going around. I was like, oh, shit, now.
See, I was like Smokey from the Fresh Friday. I was like, shoot him. Yeah. Shoot, kill him. Like, like I was just like, yes, get
him. I was like, nigga, why you talking? Kill him.
Yeah, that shit was ahs and oohs, but no twos. he did all that flossing and, my man, the mountain wasn't dead yet. He was talking shit like, no, you can't die yet. You haven't confessed. I was like, this nigga gonna die. And so he was walking around and shit. And my man, the mountain got a hold of his foot and was like, sweep.
I looked at the clock right then and said, extended fight scene? Extended time?
Nah. Never, never.
Now look back at the screen.
HBO got shows to show afterwards.
Look, I looked back at the screen. Fuck.
Yeah, that, I mean, he caught him. And,
yes.
Yeah, the one punch, teeth everywhere.
Right.
I said, well, they not gonna let him live with no teeth. He dead.
He big as shit.
He dead. Nobody on this show got no teeth.
That's when I was like, damn, big as shit.
Yeah. Well, nah, that was the mountain.
I mean, the mountain, yeah. So the mountain big as shit.
Grabbed that nigga by the face, punched him, threw him down on the ground. And started squeezing in his eyes and was like, oh, I killed Elia Martell. Mm-hmm. Then I raped her in front of her kids, just like you wanted me to say. And then I smashed her head something like this, pop.
But did you hear Oberyn hollering? Like, the way he was hollering, I was like, man, no bitch out now with your hollering. Like, he was man up.
Well, nigga, you were hollering too.
Well, he got a little ahead of himself.
I
hate you right now for the
joke. No, I'm about to go throw them all. they showed the preview for next week and shit too, but I gotta get these jokes off. That last fight was mind blowing. I thought Oberyn was headed in the wrong direction. But it's all right. It was a smashing success for the mountain. But the mountain handed him a crushing defeat. What's Oberyn's favorite type of screwdriver? Give up?
Phillips.
Flathead. Oh. Oberyn's plan fell flat on his face. Aww. Somebody told me they couldn't, and I said, you can and you will. Hey, you think Oberyn's favorite comedian is Gallagher? That's all right. That's what happens when you let that match go straight to your head, man. What is Oberyn's favorite genre of music? Pop. A lot of ladies were very upset that night, man. I saw it on my timeline. A lot of ladies had a crush on Oberyn, and so did
you
the mountain.
You made me log off Twitter with that shit.
You had a crush on Oberyn too?
Are you? Yes.
So did
handsome man.
So did the mountain. he had a crush on
him
too.
He was crushing like hell.
Yeah. So you know, but it's cool to know that the beef is squashed.
Oh Lord. So
somebody asked, what was his favorite soda? Crush.
Not Crush.
I would have liked to see a rematch. Maybe they could add a double header. I get that fight two thumbs in. But Oberyn, we all know Oberyn was scatterbrained, man. His mind was all over the place.
You're literally and figuratively.
So what do y'all think is gonna happen next week, man? Let's go through it. I'll start with you first, Nina. What do you think? What are you looking forward to next week?
Well, it looks like, do we discuss the like little clips they show for next week?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because some people think that that's spoilers, so no, fuck I don't talk about them on my show. Fuck oh, fuck them. Okay, yeah, fuck y'all. People. So next week is, it looks like it's solely at Castle Black. Mm-hmm. I think the episode is titled, The Men of the Night's Watch or the Watchers of the Wall or something like that. Yeah. And it's a big battle and it's gonna be good. I can't say more because I've read the books.
Okay. But just, I can't imagine how that fight can last more than 5 minutes with 100 people versus like 10,000 or 100,000 or some shit. Like these niggas must got some tricks.
There's some, I think that the one thing that I, you know, my co-hosts, they're unsullied. They don't know anything about the book. So okay. I have to be careful what I say and try not to like lead the witness. But, yeah. I'm surprised nobody has caught on. They've been kind of hinting at it all season.
Okay.
Could happen at the wall. So I'm just surprised nobody has said it. So that's good because I think a lot of people will be surprised. And I hope we get to see some giants.
Yeah, yeah.
They showed a giant. I thought they showed one.
Oh, did they? Oh, good, good.
Maybe the fucking, like, the White Walkers can show up or some shit. Because them niggas been walking since season one, episode one. Like, we saw one of them. We saw one of them fuck up somebody. And then it was like every season they ended with, White Walkers might get there one day. Like, yeah. It would be a perfect fucking time to show up, guys. You're really running late. And Jon Snow is everybody's white boo. And if this nigga dies, oh my God, I don't want to see Twitter on fucking Sunday
night.
It'll
be over. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Y'all niggas thought Oberyn died. We only knew Oberyn for 8 episodes. Imagine this nigga Jon Snow died. People been crushing on this motherfuckers forever. Oh my God.
I want him and Ingrid to find each other and just run away together.
Yeah, you always want people to run away.
Can they?
Justin, what do you think is going to happen next week? What are you looking forward to?
Man, I don't know. Like I said, I feel like the sister's going to meet up. She's going to learn from the Hound. I feel like they're going to show Bran again. He gonna be there, too. He going to be there at the wall.
I hope
he going to get lost, and that's where he going to be at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they don't have no maps. How you know where the fuck you going? You don't got no map.
He can't.
He's guided by his vision.
He can't check in his map from his iPhone.
Yo,
GPS lost.
Like, I'm sure he wasn't planning on being near the whole house that he was near. But I mean, not the whole house, but the first place Rasters, where he got camped. Yeah. Yeah, like he wasn't planning on being around there, but he ended up there.
So,
Or he gonna return home to where Reek is at.
So, all right, Karen, what do you think we're gonna see next week? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to how Oberyn's Freaky Prince's family is gonna respond to him dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't kill a prince. I don't care if he did volunteer for the shit. You can't just kill a prince of a town and everybody expect everybody to be like, we still cool. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, we still haven't met his older brother, and his older brother don't like them niggas anyway.
Yeah, so.
And remember how many daughters he has.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they don't like Cersei. Oh, they gonna kill Cersei's own daughter.
Oh, that's right. Cersei's daughter is over there still.
That's a possibility.
I hope Tyrion gonna survive. I don't think he gonna die either.
Tyrion,
yep.
Yeah, maybe.
That
would be the ultimate shocker because, let's be honest, R.R. Martin like killing people, so.
Oh, wait, let me ask you guys a question because this is another thing I was shocked. So, when you watched the end of this, what do you think, is the Mountain dead or alive?
See,
I think he did.
I thought he was alive because, like, he just looked tired, but he did kill that nigga. You know what I mean? Like we have no reason to believe he's dead, but I saw my man Randolph Terrace thinks that he's dead. He was like, you died, but you did a good job. You killed him. I was like, if this nigga come back next week and he just got bandages on, I won't be shocked.
No, I think he did too. I mean,
you think he dead?
Yeah, he had it. He had it shoved through his stomach.
So then, how the fuck does that mean Tyrion gotta die?
That's why I said Tyrion's not gonna die.
Wouldn't that be a tie?
No, because he died last.
Tie go to the runner though, right? Oh, you going? Oh, by who died when?
Yeah, okay. Because they was like, who dies first? Like, if the other motherfucker died, I don't think that's even in the goddamn rule book. We don't care about him. Oh. Who is the first man to die?
And Tywin didn't necessarily wait for any kind of, like, nobody went down there and was checking the mountain's pulse or nothing. It was just like, oh, Tyrion, you gotta go. Like, yeah. Tywin wasted no time sentencing Tyrion to death.
The way I saw it, I was like, I can't tell if he's alive or dead. I won't be shocked either way. I'll put it that way. Yeah. If they rolling his ass off the side of a cliff next week, won't be shocked. if he's fucking laying in a bed healing up, I won't be shocked, because maybe the hound still hadn't got his reckoning, so maybe that'll be something. But I'm looking forward to I want to see if we get to see Lady Olena again at all.
Yeah, she disappeared off the map, didn't she?
That's my dog. She was behind a whole lot of this plotting.
You kill a king, you kind of got to get the fuck out of town.
That makes sense.
Nobody, like, everyone knows Tyrion didn't do it. Nobody's trying to find out who really did it.
Yeah, they didn't show Marjorie. I don't remember seeing her when they was panning across the audience either.
Like, I'm just waiting for, like, them to get back to the fact that, you know, the wrong person is going to prison for regicide, so.
But Lady Olena not coming back. She's smart enough to know I ain't ever coming back to this place.
Well, they owe her money. I don't know that, I don't know that they could do shit to her if they want it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling Tywin would be like, okay, you got this one.
Right. Like, I want to see when that's revealed. Shit, he might know. Honestly, he might be like, shit, I already know.
But, he was part of it.
Yeah. Let's just be honest. One, I ain't like that nigga. Two, we can't afford to go to war without your money, so whatever, you know.
Well, we owe everybody.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Karen. Were you gonna say something?
Yeah, and I also, we're talking about next time. Yeah. I also want to see, we was talking about the Hound and Arya. It's gonna be interesting to see what they're gonna do now since he ain't got that money. And also, I'm looking for Brienne and the Podrick show.
Yeah, they need to show up.
You know, the dynamic duo.
I'd love for them to meet up with the Hound and Arya. That would be cool.
Yeah, I think that's when they meet up, it's gonna be really, really interesting. And I'm looking forward to nasty ass Littlefinger. What he gonna do to Sansa now since he think he got her?
Probably try and giving him little fingers.
Can you think he gonna try to take it from him?
No, he ain't gonna take it from her. Yeah. She gonna have sex with him willingly. I think that.
You don't have to take candy from a baby. You know, you can get it to give it to you.
Okay, y'all looking at the glass half full.
All right, well, sorry for not predicting rape every show like you do. Sorry, buddy. Not thinking like a rapist. Nina, thank you so much for being on. Guys, go check her out, projectfandom.com, her podcast, Project Fandom on iTunes and
Podcast
Stitcher.
Fandom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Podcast Fandom on iTunes and Stitcher. And like I said, there's a ton of shows. Yeah. So you guys can go check it out because they like get in depth and they know. And if you read the books, they're a good show because like she'll do overtime and talk about, you know, things from the book and the differences and all that stuff. So you guys can all go enjoy that. And we're going to continue on with the show, but make sure you check her out at Author Nina Perez on Twitter, and thank you so much.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you, sweetie.
Later.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
All right. She was awesome.
Yeah. She was.
Good job. I was nervous for her, but she killed it.